Begin the current daf in Sefta Sanhedrin daf Lamed Vav. Begin 13 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, which opens up in this perek, which was talking about differences between the halachas of a court case of din nemamunus, of monetary law, and that of din nefashis, of capital punishment. Says the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, another difference is din nemamunus hatmeis v'taharis chulu. Regarding monetary law or laws of impurity or purity, there the halacha is that we begin with Maschil Magadol, we begin with the greatest of the judges, Hulu, etc., in contrast to Din Nefashis, where we start what's called Menatzad, as we'll explain later, not from the greatest of the judges. Now, related to this halacha, the Gemara brings that Omar Rav, Rav said, regarding when the judges were counted, regarding the halacha of Sikrukin. Sikrukin is a crooked non-Jew who steals the land of Jews. Rav says a halacha in Perakan Ezak and Gittin of Nechesim Beis, where he said that the court had counted and they ruled that if there was a delay of this Jewish owner who allowed it to be held on by this non-Jewish tikrukin for a period of 12 months, then there's a certain specific halacha. Now Rav said regarding that halacha that was decided by the Bezdin, by the courts, he says, "Anahavi b'minyan de Beir Rabbi." I was from that, the numbered from being counted in that court of Rabbi when they decided this halacha of tikrukin. Uminoi did they have a mischal liberation? They actually started for me counting regarding what the decision of this halacha should be. Now the Gemara asks, but we learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to Dinim Mamunus, which is what this halacha of Sikrukin is regarding stealing someone else's land, that we begin from the greatest of the judges. Now Rav was not the greatest of the judges, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was. Why they begin with Rav? Some say it was Rabbi Hill Bered Ravalis, Shani Minyan de Rabbi. There was a very fundamental difference when they counted the judges in the court of Rabbi. The kulum minyanayhu minatzad of Mishchala. All their countings of the judges always started minatzad, not just by din nefashis, but even from regular monetary court case. And the reason for that is because the great humility that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had, although he was the greatest and you're supposed to start from the gadol, he didn't consider himself and didn't act as such, and therefore they did not start from him. Rather, they started, as in that case, from the lower ones, which in that case was Rav. Now, another teaching from the Amar Rabbah Bered Rabbah and the Itaim, and this one also, some say it was Rabbi Hill Bered Valis, also relating to Rabbi. Mi Meis Moshe Va'ad Rabbi, from the days of Moshe Bein until Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Le Mitzinu Toru Gudula B'Makam Echa. We did not find the Torah and greatness in one place, meaning that the Torah and the greatness of Klal Yisrael should be in one person, that there is no one like that person in both those areas of Torah and Gedula. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the leader of the Jewish people both in royalty, he was the leader, and he was also the one of Torah. And so to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the same thing. He was the Nasi, he was the leader, and he was also the greatest one in Torah, which is not surprising based on the previous halacha that they said of Anava, because the way to receive Torah is through Anava, through humility. Now the Gemara asks, well, is that so? From Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was no one that had Torah and Gedula? But Vahavi Yeshua. Yeshua was the leader of the Jewish people, and he was also the one who received the Torah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah, Messina, Messar Yeshua. So he had both Torah and Gedula, more than anyone else. So the Gemara have a Lazar. He had a Lazar, Ben Aaron HaKain, who was his colleague in Torah, and therefore it wasn't that Torah was B'makam Echad. Maybe he was the leader, but Torah was not only him, it was also by Elazar. So the Gemara says, but Vavah Pinchas? Pinchas, when Yeshua and Elazar passed away, he was the only one that had Torah and Gedula. So the Gemara has a Zakenim. There was the elders of Esnil and Evtzan and Bayez. There was the individuals, Evtzan Hu Bayez, that they were the leaders, the Shaftim, and therefore Pinchas wasn't the only one that was the leader. But the Gemara says, Vavah Shaul, there was Shaul HaMelech, who is the king, and he was also the biggest Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara has Shmuel, there was Shmuel HaNavi, who was also a great leader and a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, "But Shmuel passed away. After Shmuel, then there was only Shaul." So the Gemara, no, Kulishne Kamina. We were saying individuals that their whole entire lifetime they were the only ones that Torah and Gedula, which that was Moshe Rabbeinu up until Rebbe. There was no one that had that, because although Shaul had, but when Shmuel was still alive, he was not the only one. The Gemara says, "Bahavahava David," but it was David HaMelech. He had Torah and Gedula. So the Gemara, no, Habeir Hayyari, as the Gemara might cut into Zayin Mebeza says, that he would teach to the Rabbanon on top of pillows and cushions, and David pointed him to be the top, as the Pasuk says, Shmuel Beis, Ira Hayyari Hayyukain LeDavid. He was the master to David. So David HaMelech wasn't the only one that had Torah. But the Gemara says, Bahva Nachnafshe, but he passed away, and then it was only David. So again, we said, Kulishnei Kamin. We're saying, no, all the years of the life of that person, he was the only one. David HaMelech didn't have that. So the Gemara says, "But Shleima, Shleima Melech. So the wisest of all people, he had Chachman. He was the leader of the Jewish people over the whole world. He was had Gedula." Says the Gemara, "Habashimi ben Gera. Shimon Gedera was a Gadol Batayra, as the pasuk says that he came to David by the Jordan with 1,000 men with all these students. He was also a great person." Gemara says, "But Vakali, but he killed him." So the Gemara, "Yeah, Kulish Neker. I mean, we're talking about all the years of the person." Shleim HaMelech didn't have all the time as long as Shimi ben Gera was there. He wasn't the only one. The Gemara says, Hava Chizkiah. Chizkiah HaMelech, he was the king and he had Torah, as the Gemara says elsewhere about how he disseminated Torah throughout Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "Yeah, but Hava Shebna." Shebna's yeshiva was actually greater than Chizkiah's, as recorded in the Gemara, Nefchav of Manalas. So he wasn't the only one who had Torah. The Gemara says, "But Vayikdal," but he was killed, as recorded that incident. Says the Gemara, "Kulish Nekamim." But yeah, but still, it wasn't all the years of Chizkiah that he was Torah Gedula. The Gemara says, "Bahav Ezra, Ezra Sofer, he was the leader of the Jewish people, and he was also the one that rejuvenated Torah. He was the only one that had Torah Gedula." So it's Gemara, "No, have a Nechemi Mechachalia." Although he was the one that had Torah, but there was another one that had Gedula, which was Nechemi Mechachalia, and therefore he wasn't the only one that had Torah and Gedula at that time. Amar Avad Bar Ava, he says, "Af Ani Oim," he says, "I also want to say that Mimais Rebbe Ad Ravashi," so from Moshe till Rebbe there was no one, "and from Rebbe till Ravashi, Lemetzin the Torah Gedula Makamech," we don't find anyone else that had, but Ravashi to have Torah and Gedula in the same place. The Gemara says, "Beloi, but not." "Ba'ava Hun Bar Nasan," it was Hun Bar Nasan. Says the Gemara, "Now Hun Bar Nasan Mechav Habachayv Le Ravashi," although he was a leader, he was subservient to Ravashi, so Ravashi had both the Torah and Gedula b'Makamech. The Gemara continues from our mission, and we said that in contrast to Dina Mamnes, that we start from the greatest judge, by Dina Fashas Meschila Ben Atzad. We're going to capital punishment, we start from the side, meaning not from the greatest of the judges. So the Gemara says, "Minan Mele," where do we know this from? So Amar Bachar Papa Amar Kra quotes a pasuk in Shemais, and this is in Perich of Gimel, pasuk Beis, that it says that a person should not go after the majority of judges when it's for bad, for prosecuting, for executing someone. And the pasuk that continues, "And loisana al riv," you should not respond regarding a dispute, which the pasuk concludes, "Luntei sacharam lahatis," meaning again towards leaning to the majority. As we said, by din nefashas, we don't go after one, there we need to have two. But the word riv is written without a yud. So that could be read, "Loisana al rav." You should not respond on the rav, on the teacher, meaning do not disagree with the mufla of the bezel, with the greatest one of the courts. And therefore, we don't start with the greatest one, because maybe he's going to see that a reason to say that he's guilty, and no one's going to want to disagree with him. That's why we start min atzad, because maybe they're going to hear someone else that says a reason why he's not guilty, and others will agree with him, because in contrast, if we start with the greatest, and he says guilty, no one's going to disagree, and then we're going to be stuck with pronouncing this guy guilty automatically. Rabbi Bechonam, Rabbi Yechon, and Mahacha, he brings a different source for this halacha that we start min atzad, but din afashas from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, says, "Vayemid David la'anashav," David said to his men, "Chigru ishes charbay," let each man girdle his sword on his side. And it says, "V'yachgur ish eschabi," each man girdled his sword on his side. "V'yachgur gam David eschabi," and then it says that also David girdled his sword on his side. And he was the last one to count with them, which was to judge Navala Karmli, that he's liable for the death penalty because it was Mori B'Malchus, because he rebelled against David. We see that David was the last one to jump in that, because by Din Nefashas, we don't start Menach Gadol, but rather we start first Menach Tzad. Now the Gemara tells us a related halacha. Amar Rav, Shayna Adam Litamida, a person could teach his student and give him explanations and showing him reasons why a person would be guilty or not guilty when in the middle of a judgment. V'don imay. And then that student could judge with the teacher to be counted with him as a separate count, either to say he's not guilty or that he is guilty, and he could go ahead and sway the vote based on that student like he's one of the judges, bedin nefashis, regarding capital punishment. So though he's explained to him and showing him why, he could then be counted even though he already taught him that as an individual judge. The Gemara says, Meisavir, however, the Gemara says for the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hataharis v'hatameis, regarding the laws of if something is tamei or tar, which actually that is something that an individual rav, a dayan by himself, could judge. And you don't have to make a count for a number of judges. The only time is when there's a disagreement. Then you have to go and take account to see, so what do the majority hold, that it's tamei or tar. But in such a case, says the Braisa, ha'av u'benai, a father and a son, or harav u'tamidei, a teacher and a student, main lam shnayim, then we'll count them as two, because this is not something from its inception that you need to have a count. Really, one's enough, but there's a disagreement. Then you need a count, but still then we'll count a father and son, let's say, or a Rebbe and his Talmud, as two individual votes. However, by din mamonis, by monetary law, by din nefashis and capital punishment, by din makis and the laws of regarding if someone gets lashes, where by, let's say by Dina Mamanis and Makis, where from the beginning you start and there's an obligation in that Torah that you need to have a vote, a count of three judges. You can't just do it an individual judge. And so too by capital punishment, you need to have 23 judges. And so too with Kiddush HaChodesh, regarding the sanctification of the new moon, of the new month, which you need to have three judges, and that's because the Pasuk says, in Tehillim Pei Aleph, Ki Chok LeYisrael Hu Mishpat L'Lekeach. It says the word Mishpat, which judgment we know needs three judges, like monetary law, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei Mabez explains that Pasuk to my Kiddush HaChodesh. So too, the Ibrishon, the intercalation of the year, which is to add an extra month, I'll make it into a Jewish leap year, which you need to have starting over three judges, and deliberate with five judges, and conclude with seven judges, as we said in the first daf in the Masechta. Where regarding those halachas, Avu Benayev, father and a son, Harava Tamid, their teacher and the student, Ein Moin Lehen Ela Echad. Then they're only counted as one. And actually, as the Braisa they concludes, that actually the son or the student is not allowed to even sit there on the side, even to be silent, rather has to get up and leave. And the reason for this is because these things are fundamentally different, that they start off with requiring a minion to have a count of judges. There, a father and a son, a Rebbe and a student cannot be counted in contrast to Tmei Batara, where you don't really need, it's only in this situation, then we will count them. But one thing we see, not like Rav Salacha, that he said that a teacher could teach a student and then count the student as a separate count. When we see by Din Imam, this is not the case. You cannot count the student as a separate vote. So says the Gemara, as we continue to Tamid Beis, Ki Kama Rav. When did Rav say that you could count the student as a separate vote? He didn't say it only in Kegoin Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Like Rav Kahana Rav Asi. To the Gemari de Rav Havitzricha, that they needed the teachings of Rav, what they heard from their Rebbe. But Ula Sivari de Rav, but to find proofs and rationales and theories and logic to explain their reasonings, Lo Havitzricha, that they did not need their Rebbe for. And therefore we consider them as their own independent thought and vote. Because if you would say that, what do you mean, they need to have their teaching from their Rebbe, every Jewish person received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's not considered the understanding of their teacher. To say that if he would have heard it from some other teacher, it would have been a different opinion. No, the Messiah we all get from the same place. To hear from the Rebbe that Rav was talking about, that the Rebbe teaches the student they can count them as a separate vote, we're talking about students like Rav Kahana Rav Asi, who they're independent thinkers, and even though they hear from the teacher, they can think for themselves, then says Rav, yes, you can count them as separately. The Braisa is talking about when it's a student that not only that he has to hear the actual text from the teacher, but even the logic has to hear from his teacher, then yes, then he's not considered his own independent thought and thinker and idea, and therefore then it's only going to be counted as one, as the Rebbe. Now, continuing on the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Bavo, he says, Asar Dvarm. There were 10 things that were taught in our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, that Yesh Bein Din Mamonos L'Din Nefashos, that's the difference between monetary law and capital punishment. But Kulon Einoigin B'Shar HaNiskel, and all those things do not apply by the Halacha when they stone an ox that had gored and killed a person, which the ox has to be stoned, which to compare it to capital punishment, because although we said in the first Daf and the Masechta, that we do compare the halacha of Shar HaNiskel to stoning and killing the ox to requiring 23 judges, just like, as it says, Kemisus Ba'alim Kachmisus Asher, just how you would need to kill the master of that ox would require 23 judges. So too would be the ox. Says Rebbevo, although we're comparing it to capital punishment of a person, all the halachas of din and nefashas by a person do not apply to a Shar HaNiskel, chutz mi es mishleisha, except for this one halacha that requires 23 judges, like a halacha of din nefashas of its master. So the Gemara's Menachem Eli, where do we know this from? Because seemingly we do compare it. Kamisa Baal and Kachmisa Shad, like we had a Joshua that compares the ox being killed to the master being killed, and then we should compare it to all the 10 halachas. So Amar Vacham Abhopi says no, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Leisata Mishpat Evyon Chaburibi, you should not tilt the judgment of your pauper in his dispute for bad based on one individual. As we said, when you want to execute someone, it needs to have at least two. Can't do it based on the regular majority as we have in general halacha. Now, the inference is, mishpat evyoinchi atamata, that you cannot go ahead and tilt the judgment to the majority if it's for the bad, based on one judge, only if it's the judgment of the pauper, of the poor man, of your people. Aval atamata mishpat shel Shar HaNiskel, but you could go ahead and tilt for the guilty judgment of the ox, based on one more judge of guilty, then you don't need to have two as we need to have by an individual, by a person. And from here we learn that for all those benefits that we say regarding capital punishment that are we need required to execute a person that do not apply to the Shahar HaNiskal, just like the halacha of tilting it in one, you need to have two, doesn't apply, so to all the others, except for the halacha of 23 judges, and it's logical to say that the hekesh of Kemisa Sabam Kachmisa Ashar only applies to this halacha, because that's the primary din, and that's how it starts off. It starts off with 23 judges. But all the other halachas that we mentioned in the Mishnah are all reasons and rationales to save and to protect the person from being executed. Why should we protect regarding the ox who gored and was liable for the death penalty? Better to fulfill what the pasuk says in Devarim Yutes, would be arter ro mekebecha, that we should get rid of what's evil, which is the shor hamur that killed three times. We don't want it amongst our midst, and therefore the only halacha that applies is 23 judges, but not all the other ones. Now the Gemara, however, asks, secondary to what Rebbe Vo had said, he said there was asara. He said there was 10 things that was difference between din nefashos and din mamonos. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean hatesav? There was only 9 differences. To which the Gemara asks on the questioner, what do you mean? Hasar katani? Our Mishnah teaches 10 differences, not 9. So that explains the questioner. The reason why I was saying that there was only 9 is Mishum de'ein hakol kasherin. One of the halachas that says that not everyone is fit to judge a capital punishment court case. And the other halacha that was mentioned that required ve'esem mishleisha, 23 judges, chadihi. They're both teaching the same idea. We can't count them as two separate things, and therefore it's only 9, not 10. Because what's the reason why a mamzer, an illegitimate child, is not able to judge by capital punishment? Is because you require 23 judges, which is a Sanhedrin. It's the Sanhedrin Katana. It's the smaller Sanhedrin. Now, regarding Sanhedrin, the pasuk says, "V'nasu itach," that they should carry with you, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, similar to you, which means that they have to have yichus, pure lineage, just like you, which does not apply to mamzer. So what's being excluded from Eina Kol Kasherin as a mamzer is the same thing as a requirement of 23 judges. So therefore, the question is saying, 10, there's only 9 differences. Mamzer is being excluded from both those halachas, which count them only as one, not as two. Says the Gemara, Nehoika Achriti, there is another one not mentioned in our Mishnah, which makes it for 10, the time like Lin Lebraisa. Right, our Mishnah mentions 9, but the 10th one is in this Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Mashiv Mis Sanhedrin, we do not appoint to the Sanhedrin, Zokin, someone that's an elderly person, who already forgot the pain of bringing up children, and therefore he's not as merciful. So too, Visaris, someone that is not physically able to have children, who there's a problem with his male member of being sterile. Umishen Lebanim, and someone that doesn't have children, again, for all the same idea, where they don't have children, and therefore they don't have the midah of Rachmanis, and therefore they're not capable, that's the 10th thing. And Rabbi Yehuda, Maisav Avachzar, which is related to that idea, also a cruel person, where even if he has children, it has the same characteristic that, again, it's not a qualified member of the Sanhedrin. That's the 10th thing. No. And actually points out the Gemara, V'chilufoin b'meses. And the opposite is by someone that incited people to do idol worship, where there, to the contrary, then we appoint those people to be the judges, to be cruel, and to execute this guy. K'drachman Amma, the Torah says, Loisach mavoloitach haslam. Do not be merciful, do not cover for him. By him we want a cruel person, and to the contrary, by a maces, we would appoint such people to judge him. Now the Gemara continues to explain our Mishnah that said, another difference between din mamnas and din nefashos, hakol kasher in law din mamnas. Everyone is fit to be a judge for monetary law, in contrast to din nefashos. Says the Gemara, hakol lasui mai, what's that coming to include? Rabbi Yehuda, lasui mamza, like we said, that's the difference, not everyone's fit to judge din nefashos. Who is that? That's a mamzer. That's who we're including. But didn't mamzer, that even a mamzer, a legitimate child, is fit to be, who is from a forbidden union by his parents, is permitted to be a judge by din mamzer. So the Gemara says, "Tanincha d'zimna." Already taught this once before in a different Mishnah Masechta Snida. The Mishnah says, "Kalaro lodin din nefashos." Whoever is fit to be a judge by capital punishment, ro lodin din mamzer is fit to be a judge by monetary law. But yes, ro lodin din mamzer, there are those who are fit to be a judge in monetary law, but if ain't royal law, then the nefashim is not fit to be a judge for capital punishment. We had asked regarding that mission, lasu yimai, what's that coming to include? Who is only good to be a judge for mamanis but not nefashis? Rabbi Yehuda says, lasu yimamzer, that's coming to include a mamzer. So what do we need this halacha of a mishnah, hakol kshen lo din mamnis, to say mamzer, when that mishnah teaches the same halacha? Says the Gemara, no, chad lasu yiger, one mishnah is coming to include a convert, v'chad lasu yimamzer, the other one comes to include a mamzer, utzricha, and we needed both of them to be included. Diashmin a ger, had we only said that a ger is kosher to be a dayan and din mamnas, the role of Bukal, because he's fit to marry into the Jewish people. Aval mamzer im aloy, but a mamzer who's not allowed to marry into the Jewish people, whoever is a kosher in the Jewish people, I would think to say he actually cannot be a judge by din mamnas. And viyashmin mamzer, had we only said the case of a mamzer being included, the bamitibukshera, I would say because, yeah, he comes from a seed of that's fit, meaning his parents were both Jewish, albeit through they had relations in sin. But a convert who is not coming from kosher seed, his parents were not Jewish. Imalai, I would say that even though he's fit to marry, he's not fit to be a judge. So that's why to say both of them to include one a ger and one a mamzer. Then the Mishnah said, however, not everyone is fit to be a judge by capital punishment, but rather, as we said, it has to be miuchasin, those who can marry the daughters of Kahanim. Those are people that are fit to judge dinei nefashas again, and definitely not a mamzer. So the Gemara says, "My time. What's the reason?" So it says the Gemara, "The Tanya of Yisrael, the Yisrael taught in following a brisa, kashim shebezin menukim betzedik. Just like the court has to be clean from in regards to the laws of righteousness, they cannot be flawed spiritually. Kach menukim mekamum. So do they have to be clean from any blemish? Meaning from any family blemish, they have to have pure lineage, which would exclude those like a mamzer." Now on that, Amameme says, "Mikra. What's the pasuk? The source for this halacha?" So pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Kulach Yafir Ayasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing the Jewish people, you're entirely beautiful, my beloved, Umumeinbach, and you don't have a blemish, which teaches us that the Jewish people, and for sure this, and that who judge them, have to have pure lineage to be able to judge a court case of like something of the magnitude of Din Nefashis. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? B'dilma mum mamish? Maybe it means literally blemish. Maybe you cannot have one eye bigger than the other, a physical blemish. Who said it's telling us about this halacha of Pegam Mishpacha? So therefore the Gemara says, rather, Amar Vach by Yaakov, he says that he brings Amakra a different pasuk, a pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, V'syatzvu sham imach, that they should stand there with you, referring to the other judges that were being added to Moshe Rabbeinu to help him in service the Jewish people as the judges, which the drasha is, imach with you, means b'day malach, that's similar to you. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu had pure yichus, so too the other judges. Now the Gemara asks, but v'dilma hasam, maybe there was different, mishum, because those by the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, then they needed miuchasin, because they had to be fit, that should rest on them the Shechinah, the Divine Presence, as the pasuk there says, v'tzalti min aruch, Hashem says that I'll take over from you and put the Holy Spirit onto them. So because of the Shechinah, maybe that's why they had to have pure lineage, but maybe for other din nefashas, you don't need to have those miuchasin. So Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Amakra, different pasuk in Shemais. This refers to the Sanhedrin, that Yisrael had a portion to judge the people, where there was no element of the divine presence. Where, as the pasuk says, it was just v'halka malacha, to make it easy for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yisrael said, have these other Sanhedrin to help you. And the pasuk says, v'nasu itach, they should carry with you. Now, as Rashi points out, this is not the same v'nasu itcha that it says when the other, and the previous, by v'syatu sham imach, which to carry with you the Lord of the people, because that actually refers to the 70 Zekanim that went with him to the Olamayid, and there actually was the Divine Presence. So yeah, there they would have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu in Miuchasin. But here we're talking of a different Menasu Itach. This is that by the one of Yisroi. And still we say, even though there wasn't Shechin over there, Itach with you, which means to say, B'day Melach Lahava, they should be similar to you, which is like Moshe Rabbeinu was Miuchas, so too any Sanhedrin that then is qualified to judge Din Nefashas has to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu Miuchasin, and therefore that excludes a Mamzer. That's how we know that Einah Kol Kshein Lo Din Nefashas, but only those that are Miuchasin to can marry into the families, the daughters of Kahanim.